forever.
Fucking dating and love. Seek treatment. If you're boring as fuck, seek treatment. If you're unlucky in love, seek treatment. If you just can't take a hint, well, seek treatment.
With Kat
and Pat.
So when I met you, you had a boyfriend.
I had a boyfriend. Yeah, he was really hot.
He was hot. He was blonde, which was random.
He was not blonde. He gave off the blonde personality.
I got you.
He had a blonde aura.
Were you with a blonde guy?
No.
Can you stop?
This is between me and Z-Way.
Yes, excuse me.
You have to pee? Okay, go pee. Do you have a blonde friend?
Oh, God!
Do you have a really good blonde male friend?
I don't have a really good... I do have a blonde friend, yes.
Okay. Who was your boyfriend then?
He had brown hair.
What happened?
You break up. His name is Jeb. Our safe word was please clap.
Please clap? Oh, so is safe word something you use?
No.
Oh. But you and Jeb did.
You know, you for some people, you make allowances.
Oh, so was he into cuckoo?
No, I was.
Yes, girl. Do you feel comfortable sharing with the crowd of friends, family, and fun that you're into?
Weird 6 seconds.
What are you into? You need to go. You need to go back.
Oh my God.
Let me just say. Okay. My whole thing I learned about myself.
Guinness Book of World Records is walking in the door.
Wow.
Give me your trophy.
No, I have a very. This is so interesting, and it's such comedy. I learned in my relationship that I have a very small bladder, so I pee more frequently than other people. And again, this is such comedy. But when I do pee, it's actually really short.
Wow.
I'm so sorry, girls. That was so unprofessional.
This whole thing is
kind of unprofessional.
Kind of loose, kind of kooky, kind of random. We're girls.
Wait, so where did we land on what color Z-Way's ex-boyfriend's hair is?
So thank you for asking, and we have decided ultimately that maybe it wasn't blonde.
Yeah.
But I asked Z-Way what kind of weird sex shit she's into, and she's like, should I say it here?
Yeah.
Do you guys really want to hear about the sex I have? I don't want to talk about the sex I have.
What do you want to, if you don't want to talk about it, then no.
I like exciting sex.
Thursday, I like accessories. I was like, we see.
Guys, I got this phone today. I'm in love with it.
What is this?
It's just an iPhone, but it has a cool case.
This is really cute. You're getting texts, no offense.
Oh my God, I'm popular.
I looked. When someone you're dating looks at your phone, they should be sent immediately to jail.
Yeah.
It's just like, do you agree?
Sure.
Do you snoop?
I snoop. Is that bad?
Yeah.
I snooped in college.
Okay, well, don't judge me.
I'm not judging you. I'm just saying it's literally bad.
I snooped in college, but I did not snoop lovers. I snooped friends because I got paranoid and I was always convinced they were texting each other that I was gay.
Aww.
So I would take their phone and read their texts and see if they were saying I was gay. And guess what? They weren't.
But guess what? You were.
Yeah.
Wow.
They were just texting Pat Straight. I'm T9. Remember T9? Hey, remember T9? 90s kids will get it! Our new catchphrase.
Everyone, moment of silence for T9. 1, 2, 3.
Everyone will always remember who taught you about T9, and for me it was a girl named Megan Robson.
Wow. It's my friend Hillary, 1L.
See, who taught you about T9?
My friend Alicia.
Wow.
She had a Razor phone, a pink Razor, Motorola, and would like tick, 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 text. She was cool.
So you're looking for love.
I'm looking for love in all the right places.
Wait, why did it not work out with a brunette?
Because things don't work out sometimes.
I know.
You sound really mature. It's freaking me out.
Because it's not true that things don't work out sometimes.
Who is crazy to who?
I think it's a balance of crazy.
What's your sign?
I'm a Pisces. I just dream and cry. Pisces gang! Pisces, where you at?
Do you know?
Yeah, shout out.
Which is the one that you have to know your birth time for?
The rising.
So my rising is Pisces.
Your rising is Pisces?
So is mine.
Oh my God!
Oh,
wow! I get it.
This is a meme with the girl.
I guess I... I might never find another gay man with my same birthday, but I will find a female character actress with my same rising.
Wow! This is beautiful!
To call me a character actress when you know I'm reinventing the leading lady.
I know.
One web series at a time. I mean, I want to be in a corset. Like, it's not such a crazy idea. On screen.
That'd be awesome.
I actually would love to be in a corset on screen.
I look amazing in period.
I'm wearing a corset for Halloween tomorrow.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yes, I'm excited to see your look.
I'm nervous because I'm like, I can't eat salt because then I'll blow.
That's
Wait,
not
are
true.
You, can we share with the crowd what you're going as?
Yes, I'm going as Maddie from Euphoria. Yes, I am. Basically. I don't give a fuck. I love that girl. She's gorgeous.
I love that girl.
So I love that girl.
Now, when we all picture Maddie, you picture the outfit from the fair. Am
yes.
I right?
Yeah.
Cutouts.
But
when you talk about Maddie's outfit.
It's the outfit at the fair.
Is that what you're wearing?
Yes.
With your corset?
With rhinestones. Yeah, the corset is the bra.
Oh,
yeah. Can I share something with you?
Yes.
Cutout culture is so toxic.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like, oh, here's a good outfit. Let's just slash it and make everything that you don't want to show. It's
I
like,
know.
No.
Thank God.
No one agrees with me. Okay.
I know. I'm glad society doesn't ask me to wear
cutouts. And I'm running for office, so...
So do you consider voting?
That's my platform. Cutout culture. Let's talk. Someone's on their phone and another person's on their phone.
Wow.
And I love you, but keeping it real with me. And I love you for looking at what you wanna see. Even if it's not me, you're on your phone. Okay.
Okay.
That was beautiful.
That was really good. That's not why she does it.
Not from the claws.
Now, do you identify as a love expert?
I am a love expert, and I can give advice to anybody.
Okay.
Do you have a question for Z?
Oh my God. I'll try to be honest.
Okay, I have a question.
What? No questions? Wow.
Should I get,
fuck you.
Should I get married?
You should get married.
Okay. Do you have one?
I have a question for you.
Well, what's your question?
How's love?
It's my number one question I get. it's good. It's good. It's good.
Wow.
I know. Okay, so this is actually such comedy.
Pisces vibes.
Well, do you have any
words
of wisdom?
We're Scorpio Virgo.
What?
We're Scorpio Virgo in my relationship.
And you're Leo.
But you're, what's your third thing?
I don't know that.
That's okay. Someone find out his third thing and tell us.
Yes, Google it and then look up the feet.
Now, I am a Leo. It's true. The rumors are true. Now, before we bring out our next guest, do you have any parting words of advice for the crowd?
Be.
What?
Be. That's it.
Be.
Be. Wait, what?
As in B-E, the word?
Yes. Or Beyonce, or B like the bees. It's really up for interpretation.
That's really beautiful when something can mean a different thing. Give it up for Zoe Kumado. She'll be back for our panel at the end.
She'll be back for our panel at the end.
And
for
now,
a special top secret segment that's gonna make your fucking head spin.
I wanna know your third thing.
My third thing? Oh, my third sign thing?
I thought the birth date one was rising.
No, your birth time one is rising.
What? Okay, someone is furious at me. No, bitch. Are you my friend? Yeah, you look like my friend. It is my friend. Okay, Sunny's birthday. What's one you have to ask your mom for? Okay, cool. That's all I wanted to know. And Luna's, you just look it up where you were born. Okay, so this is fascinating and everyone loves it, and that's the point. And all now right. I think it's time to bring out our next expert. Would you agree?
Yeah, and thank God we finally have some representation besides me in this town of a gay man.
And he's wearing, spoiler alert, he's wearing an amazing outfit too. And that's a prerequisite. Put your ears
open
for Sam Tagger! Hey guys, come through. How are you?
I'm trying to think where I call you Sam.
Can my friend get me like a whiskey or something? Thanks. Okay.
Girl, get the fuck in the mix.
Sit down.
Oh my God, you have no idea how hard it is to hear back there.
No.
I couldn't hear a word. So fill me in. What
were
you guys chatting about?
We actually haven't been speaking. Oh. We're trying to discipline ourselves and just sit in silence for a while.
It's performance art.
And I would challenge everyone here on stage today, and even in the audience, to push themselves to be comfortable in the discomfort of sitting in silence.
And I've been doing modern dance, which, as we all know, is just... But I don't make the rules. Sam, how the hell are you, bud?
Oh, I'm incredible. I'm medium, if I can be completely honest.
I know, because we both had...
full diarrhea.
Sam texted me, like, I'm running late.
I feel too short when I sit there. If I can be totally on.
We weren't sure about the chair.
Can I be like this, or am I going to fall?
We'll find out together.
Yeah. But we do have insurance, and we are not liable if you do fall. Wait, now, Sam, as a gay man...
I can't sit like this.
As a gay man with diarrhea, do you feel like that... do you feel like that desexualizes you because of the anal nature of our sex?
Here's what's cool about...
This anal sex.
This is actually journalism.
I think what's amazing about our community is that we are some of the most resilient, disgusting, perverted little piggies out there. And the fact that I have diarrhea, I think, just makes people want it a little bit more.
Totally.
They think, okay, I see a hurdle. Watch me not just leap, but bound over this.
Yeah, it's like fucking on your period. It's bottoming with diarrhea.
So all of a sudden I represent all women. You know that my body's broken.
Yeah,
and
you don't represent all women.
You know that my body's broken and I don't get regular periods. Thank you, my fans. Picos for Kia. And when I was in Los Angeles last week, three different women during general meetings told me to freeze my eggs. So
I actually know a girl who sold her eggs so that she could pursue comedy.
Did she? Where is she now?
I think she. This is crazy. This is true.
Carrie Mulligan's face. And she takes that song for 45 minutes in the film Shame. Okay.
We're like, what is she talking about?
Look, I think women are crazy.
Sam thinks that.
I don't think that. Oh my god, I never said that.
You think that and you say that.
Shut up.
You say that every day to me.
Shut up, you're
every
being
day,
crazy.
Every day, my alarm is a fix to me, women are crazy.
You're being absolutely insane.
Sam, how's your sexual life? As a sexpert.
As a sexpert, well, things have been really tough. You see, me and my boyfriend have been actively seeking a third.
Really?
Not for relationship purposes, but for sex.
Yeah. And so you, like, group?
I'm certainly not opposed. I've done a little group.
Yeah.
I've had a couple threes, a couple fours.
You've had four? Threes is cusp, but ultimately group. But four is kind of unequivocally on the group side of the fence.
Yeah, I've had four. It's kind of fun because you, like, go get drinks with, like, a couple, and then you're like, oh.
To me, can I tell you what's stressful? And I don't like any kind of group, no matter what. But I think what's stressful to me about kind of the concept of four is that it's so even Stevens that it's like you kind of get. It's like I don't like when you're in
Who's the Ren? Who's the Lewis?
You get...
Wow.
No, guess you get...
It's Cable Queen, Disney Channel.
I think you will get stuck with a partner. You know what I mean? It's like, say there's four of you and those two get together. It's like, now I'm left. I have to entertain you. You know what I mean? Whereas with three, it's kind of always rotating, I think. And even five.
I think so.
But with four,
it's
coupling up.
I mean, it's
a one-on-one situation.
What I have enjoyed with four, because as you may know, I'm into bigger, beefier guys.
I do know that of you.
Daddies, papas, etc. Boyfriend is into little stinkers.
Wow. So it's kind of obvious when you do group.
So when you get a couple that's like both, it's like, okay, well, I'm going to go for that one, and you're going to go for that one. Duh. And because then they're going to be into this one, and I'm going to be into this. It all just kind of clicks.
But what if the little stinker goes for you?
Then I get the squirt.
Get out! Get out! Bad! That's for you! That's me, and I don't want to, I honor that it, group is your experience, but to me then it's like, is it even really group, or is it just simultaneous twos?
No, it's group because the two, like,
to me for group, I want everyone changing, switching around, having
ribbon dancers.
Yeah, like kind of ribbon dancers.
Set changes.
I want to see it's like a dirty dough, kind of a beautiful dance.
No, it actually does still count because you can sort of like interact in like light ways with the other people.
So you're,
you know what I mean?
Totally. So you're, it's like, you're like, okay, the big guy is, you're my man.
Yeah.
But I'm down to kind of like high five the little stinker.
Yeah. So you check in.
High five the what? Can someone know?
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah. I guess that's group. That's definitely group.
Thank you for validating my experience.
Yeah.
But now you guys are specifically now looking for a third, so I mean, I think it's a great night, but the tip of everyone's tongue is, what are you guys going to do, flip a coin to see if you go for a big guy or a little stink? Head is bare, tail is a little stinker.
Can we please say LS?
LS, yeah.
LS, moving forward.
Do we have, can we get a round of
applause?
Who
point?
Here is a little, who here is an LS? Oh, we have a couple of little stinkers. Not into it.
And what's the other one called? Big.
There's a big BB Musk Daddy.
BBs and LSs. Who's BB?
Who's a little meat man?
Come on. Raise your hand. Listen to my friend and raise your hand if you're a meat man. This town, no one's there.
Apparently not a single meat man in New York City.
Yeah.
Kind of crazy when you think about it.
I think if you looked at our demographics, mm-hmm. I think of our fans, I think we definitely skew little stinker.
Yeah.
I looked at the numbers actually yesterday, and we're killing with little stinkers, 18 to 34. Which is good, because they have a lot of disposable income. They're a really valuable demographic. Wait, so how will you and, can we say his name?
Yes.
How will you and Misha, not Barton, Misha, your boyfriend, wouldn't that be interesting? How will you decide on a third?
You know, it's sort of like you and I, Pat.
I just had a full shirt.
Sure, we don't have like the same like specific type, but there's always that little.
Wait, you know what's funny?
We have a Venn diagram, too. We have a Venn diagram. Me and
Sam famously have
a Venn diagram. Yeah. I wonder if you two have a Venn diagram.
Probably. You know what we have to talk about?
Well, I mean...
You have to talk about...
I think we have a Venn diagram because the most recent person you've been fucking is so hot. Can I say that? Is
but
he
he's
here?
Not your type, though.
I mean, weirdly, like, it.
Wow. So you're more flexible than I thought. You're a flexitarian.
Well, what's...
Because he's not a little sinker, but he's definitely not a big daddy... meat bag. and ultimately edit this out.
Wait. Can you cut this?
Wait, black.
Am I not supposed to be talking about
this?
No, that's
fine.
Is this not? Okay.
I'm loving it.
Just say peanut butter and jelly if you want me to stop.
That's our segment. But I have to say that we went on a date, me and you.
Oh, us?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
Okay, you're acting like it didn't happen. Actually, 2 years ago, I couldn't go to Sam's birthday party, so I was like, let's get drinks. And we never really hung out one-on-one before, and all of a sudden,
But can I be honest, this was 1 year ago.
But to be honest, the way this business moves, it was two.
Thank you. Listen, to respect our guests. I respect my friends. And we were up getting drinks, and I was like, because I think Sam is hot.com. And I was like, I feel like I'm on a date, and you were like, same. Nothing happened.
Well, I think it was because we...
Sam, is there a shred of you that... Is there...
And I was like, no means no.
Is there... This is a new segment I'm trying out right now. Is there a shred... It's called, is there a shred of you that's bi? And it's only for... Is there a shred of you that's bi, Sam?
That question's for everyone.
Yeah, well, I was thinking it's only for... Like, wait, it's
okay,
only
new
for
segment, ready?
Human race.
Is there a shred of you that's bi?
A shred. I watch straight porn a lot.
Oh, really? No offense. For me, have we talked about
sex? Straight sex is beautiful.
I struggle with that.
I definitely like...
I will say is, we talked on another stage last night about when one of my moves in college was we were talking about the mental gymnastics that you do as a closeted man, and I had this one straight porn video where the guy was so hot, and the girl, I forget what she looked like, and I would watch that all the time, and it was like, okay, I'm kind of straight at this point.
I feel like sometimes when you're watching straight porn, it's like, the men feel like hornier in it. Does that make sense
at
all?
I thought they're so horny and gay.
But no, they're like literally post-sex in gay porn. They're like, yeah, like I'm having sex, but like,
totally.
Who isn't?
Right. Gay porn is a comment on sex.
Yeah, whereas like straight porn, they're like, this is actually the first time and last time I've ever had sex.
I like every time I have sex, I feel like the first. I like to be like, what's happening?
Yeah.
And that turns me off.
Well,
what's
I told
happening?
Them, this is what I need, this is my new kind of thing that I go for,
yeah,
like, my new narrative, because Italian...
When he points at me, like, hey, I'm actually
talking... Italian working porn has run out of steam.
I know.
Now what I keep, where my head keeps going when I'm watching porn is, whoever's bottoming out, like, they should be younger-ish. It doesn't matter, whatever. And, I'm like, so afraid. I pretend that actually they're both kind of, like, in the political sphere, and, actually the one who's bottoming is actually, like, the Republican president's son. And the guy who's topping is like the vice president or like secretary of state or something. And so they kind of know each other, but they've never, the guy's married, and like I have to believe that the Sutton's dad's, the Bottom's dad's politics are such that if America found out what he was doing, the shame would be unthinkable.
I mean, so last night we talked about porn on a different stage.
Yeah.
And it was amazing that you could just go.
I know.
Go.
I was wondering if I had a porn addiction today when I was journaling.
That's not where I thought that like J-O noise was going to go.
I was wondering because Nick Willis, the New Zealand 1500 meter bronze medalist, kind of like no one asked him to, but he like came out as having a porn addiction, and everyone was like, okay, we actually didn't need you to do that. But he beat it. No pun intended.
I mean, that was good.
That's the funniest
fucking
thing you've
ever
said in your life. That's it. You hear that shit? That's my friend's good brain. That's my friend's good brain working hard for me and my friend.
Oh my god.
Sam, do you consider yourself a sex expert?
Do I consider myself a sex expert? No.
Sam, you are a sex expert.
Don't
really shut up. I'm
Sam.
Awful at it.
Sam.
What?
Sam, look at me.
Okay, I'm looking.
You are a sex expert, no matter what anyone says. And before we bring our last guest.
And Sam.
Sam.
You are a sex expert because Sam, sound like anything? Samantha Jones.
Yeah, Sam. Remember her?
Oh, from the show. Of course.
Before you go, do you have any words of wisdom for our listeners?
If you could tell yourself something when you were at an audience member at a Baja show, what would you say?
I would say,
we gave you this prompt 3 years ago.
No, we never
did.
$6,000.
You literally looked at me yesterday. I had to ask what the format was right before coming up on the stage.
Sam, look at us. We had to ask what the format was right before coming up on the stage. So don't do that to us. We're just like you.
We're just like you. Stars are just like Sam.
Listeners, if you're out there,
Yeah. Out there.
What? Okay.
Okay. She's crazy.
Okay. I'm glad.
Where'd that come from?
I'm glad people are rolling here.
Okay, wait. I have another.
I love you. We're dancing later.
Okay. This is my advice to all Seek Treatment listeners. Look, we can't help the hand we're dealt. For example, I have diarrhea constantly. But don't let that stop you from going out there and getting what is yours. Baby, you're listening to a podcast. You've earned it.
Yes, get out there, Patrick. Love, good luck with your
podcast. Good luck with your buying everything else.
Forever.